Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
So you can thank the World Health Organization for this next update, workplace burnout. It's not just a thing you can hashtag and say, I hate my job. It's going to actually be an occupational phenomenon. They say the World Health Organization is going to recognize workplace burnout as a real mental challenge or disorder.
Officially that, a disease.
A disease.
Yeah.
That you're actually going through. Workplace burnout.
Yeah. So if you're exhausted, depleted, you felt bad about your job to the point where you're not working really well, efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some of the signs.
Frequent headaches.
Yeah.
Muscle pains, changes in appetite or sleep habits.
It really affects you physically, yeah.
A nauseated feeling when you hear your boss's footsteps or even hear their name uttered. No, I'm joking.
You added that.
But it can get to that point, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You get up in the morning and you're just like, I just can't do it. I can't do it.
Marilyn, I worked for a boss once that I couldn't stand so much that anytime I saw his car, but not specifically his car, but the same make or model,
ooh,
or even the same color car, I would get nauseous when I saw
that
the car.
That would affect you. See,
I'd see the car
you.
And I would instantly just feel like woozy, weak. I felt like I wanted to punch something.
Do you remember when you went to school?
Yeah.
And you had a teacher you didn't like, or a classmate you didn't like, or the workload you didn't like. That's just like the tip of the iceberg. So then when you get into a work kind of situation, this is what they're talking about. And they're going to recognize this. I mean, it's already happening right now. In 2022, it's going to be official because it takes them a while to get all the information and get it set in stone. But that, I hope people don't take advantage of it.
Yeah.
I hope they don't. I hope it's the real deal. But I think it's that kind of murky line where you're not really, really sick. You can't go to the doctors for it, but you can. But you go to your boss and say, look, I'm not feeling great. It's that kind of line where you can't seem to find the energy to do the job.
Right.
But you still do the job, but not to the best of your ability. That is something I'm so glad they're recognizing, because that means maybe a little time off so you can regenerate.
Sure.
Or go find another job.
Sure.
Or something like that without getting fired.
Burnout is so real, because I know that ever since we've had, you know, emails attached to our cell phones,
yes,
which are in our hands all the time,
yes,
people never stop working. They work when they're at home, in their off hours, they work at dinner with their family, they work on vacation.
That's true.
And so it's really become problematic, because I think it's totally blurred the lines between your personal life and your work life. And
right
now there's no balance.
That's a really good point. And the other thing is, now that people are downsizing more, you as a person, you know, I used to be, Jamar, you don't know this about me, is that when I used to do a show called City Line and then this morning show, people used to say to me all the time, wow, how do you do both shows? Mm. Now everybody's got 3 to 4 jobs now.
Wow.
That's not new. And then to add to that layer is the emails and being connected all the time. So, you know, I just think it's great that they're recognizing this. And we'll probably come back to this when we do Bell Let's Talk Day.
I was just going to say that. And also, once you officially categorize something as a disease, then experts can get involved and you can put a plan in place.
Yes.
Yeah.
This isn't
so
even
good.
Touching on horrible bosses, though. Because do you guys remember the break we did when everyone starts texting us with their horrible boss story?
Oh, my goodness. I remember we did the topic. It was incredible.
Yeah.
People were talking about all these ridiculous things that their bosses are doing to them on the workplace.
Like, workplace burnout is real, and then factor in a couple horrible bosses? I don't know. Yeah,
can
you're
right.
Can
I just say something? I'm not really a boss, although some people upstairs think that I am their boss, because I don't really want to be a boss, because there's something about that makes me uncomfortable. But I feel guilty when they go, do you want anything over at Starbucks? I go, yeah, maybe an iced tea. Lenny, you don't feel that way, do you? You're
not
an intern. We're not your bosses. We're your coworkers.
Yeah, we're all friends.
Yeah, if there's something wrong, you let me know. It's too much of an order. You let me know.
You should put one of those boxes in your Indie Marilyn Dennis show, like suggestion box.
Yeah.
How am I doing? And see what
you
they say.
What? I don't want them to.
You don't want them to
know. I don't want to know.
All right. Well, we all secretly have some kind of feeling about our boss. Hey, listen, if you're driving a gray Acura TL right now, stay on the other side of the street. I don't want to see you. God, I couldn't stand that, man. A new pop just rolled out on store shelves, actually in the States. But tell me if you would drink this. You guys know Mountain Dew, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So Mountain Dew is the lime green yellow flavor. What's that flavor? Anyway?
I don't. You know what? That's the problem. It's like green jello. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure what it is. Well, in true Mountain Dew flavor, they rolled out another soda that combines 50 different flavors in one. This was to commemorate the United States, 50 different states. They call it the Liberty Brew.
Listen, the Liberty
Brew. I can't even name 50 flavors of anything. But they were somehow able to squeeze 50 flavors into one soda. And they say that it's very, very blue, bright blue. And I can't tell you what that would taste like. But I don't know if I would drink that. That's not, have you guys noticed that, like, pop and soda, like, or however you say it. I keep saying soda.
Well, no, I say pop and soda, too. Yeah, it depends on where you're from.
It's like taboo now. Have you guys realized that, like, if you order, like, a Coke or a Sprite or something, or if you just have a lot of it in your house, people kind of look, they're like sugar, like they have a sweet tooth?
It goes to show you the impact that, like, societal pressure can really have on people.
Is that what it is?
I think so, because, you know, you can tell everybody medically how bad something is for them all you want, like for smoking or, you know, or whatever the case may be. But pop, once it starts to kind of get, like, a little bit worrisome to people and look down upon in a way because they know that it's unhealthy. Once that starts to happen, you get like, I get embarrassed to order it sometimes because
it's funny.
Because I know it's not healthy.
But I know, and this is exactly what I'm talking about. I had some people over the other day and they opened my fridge and I had a bottle of ginger ale in there only because I was sick one day and I bought some ginger ale.
Yeah, I love ginger ale.
And look, I did what I just did. I made an excuse.
Sure.
Why do I have that? I was like, oh, no, I only had that because I'm sick.
I got a better one. I get the mini. I love those mini cans.
The mini cans.
The mini cans are perfect for just because that way you don't leave a half a can left in the refrigerator that goes flat. So anyway, I do ginger ale.
Yeah.
Cut it with Perrier. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Delish. Put a lemon in it. I have on vacation I did a Diet Coke. I haven't had a Diet Coke forever, and I put a lemon in it. I think I made an excuse.
I hear you.
Like, I said to my husband, oh, I haven't had this for a long time. I think I deserve it. What do you mean you deserve it? Just drink it.
But that's the thing now.
But that's the thing, right?
Pop is the new cigarettes.
Yeah. Like, because it's been beaten into our head how bad sugar is for you, and it is, and how bad it is to drink your sugar when you're already consuming so much of it, I get, like, weird about it now.
Oh, I do, too. But, you know, I'm looking at all the different pops, at, like Fanta and all those things that are on. I used to love...
Me, too.
Dr. Pepper.
Really?
Oh.
What's the flavor of Dr. Pepper?
Well, it's kind of cherry Coke.
Nah.
It is kind of cherry Coke.
Cherry.
Don't you think? A little bit of cherry?
It tastes more like root beer than cherry to me.
Oh, I'm going to look it up.
Marilyn, when you said ginger ale,
Pepper.
It made me think of there used to be a raspberry ginger ale flavor. I'm thinking of that right now.
I do remember that.
Drooling on my microphone.
Yeah, it was like a pink ginger ale.
So good.
What is that? Pepper style carbonated soft drink.
See?
The color is... I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Half of these flavors, we don't even know what they are.
Okay.
How about this?
What's the main flavor? Ready?
What's the main flavor? What's the main flavor?
I'm not too far off it. It's amaretto.
Is it
flavored?
Really?
Yeah. So it's like cola, cherry, licorice, amaretto.
Great. I have another question for you.
Yeah.
What is cola?
Well, I don't know. Now you're getting too deep.
I'll let you talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
We drink it anyway. She just smells like NBA Finals. That's because she was actually in the house.
Lainey.
Good morning.
How was the game with Marcy Ian from The Social last night?
It was so good. Okay. I don't know how else to say it.
Who did you see?
The minute we got there, I was shocked to see Drake in his seat.
Wow.
He was early. First of all, there's a lot of times he shows up, you know, after tip-off.
He wasn't on rapper time?
But he was not on Drake time or usual time. Like, he was, I'm saying, a full 35 to 40 minutes before tip-off, he was in his seat.
Wow.
I thought that was something different.
Sure.
That's what's
and talking. Not making an entrance and, you know, relatively quiet in terms of courtside behavior because he was saying it all with his jersey.
Right.
He's such a troll. I love him so much.
He's been very trolly over the last couple weeks, huh?
So good. And yesterday his troll style changed. They were like, you don't want me having antics on the sidelines? Fine. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wear this jersey. I'm going to pick some lint off of Steph. I'm going to post the lint on Instagram. I'm going to sell the lint. I'm going to jaw back and forth with Draymond. It was great. I love Drake. We should all be so proud of Drake.
So Drake was wearing Steph's dad's throwback jersey.
Yes.
Oh, that's so great.
It's so great.
Did you see any Hollywood stars or anybody in the wings?
It was pretty light on Hollywood and heavy on athletic celebrities.
Sure.
So bringing back the alumni, the Raptors alumni, was a really special moment. I mean, people in that crowd know their Raptors history.
Yeah.
And it was really emotional when, like, Isaiah Thomas came out, right?
Wow.
And, like, seeing Mo Pete and seeing Damon Stoudemire, people really teared up. You have to remember, these are people in Toronto who have been going to these games for 24 years. They know their jersey numbers. They know their players. So I thought that was really great. I laughed. I was like, Bubba Watson, the professional golfer. I thought that was really random. Like,
you were such a golfer. You went, Bubba!
I thought that was really random. Good, and I thought that was funny. But it was high on athletic celebrities and maybe low on Hollywood celebrities. Yeah. But I think it's because those people are waiting for the weekend. Right? Sunday's game?
Oh, Sunday's game should be a
you
spectacle.
You spend the weekend in Toronto and then you go close out your weekend on Sunday. I think that that's probably the case.
Good call. Good call. Well, what a great night for everyone.
Oh, so great.
And I was thinking about you too when you were at the game. I thought, wow, what time did you get to sleep last night?
I got home at 5. I got home at 10 to 1.
Uh-huh.
And then I couldn't fall asleep till probably well after 2.
How could you?
No, right? I was so excited. I was reading Twitter. I was like, everybody was like, it was so good. And I can't wait for the city to just really light up on this weekend and on Sunday.
You know, you usually go to a game and they try to do the wave and it only makes like halfway around the stadium. But they brought the Canadian flag across the stadium and it went all the way across.
All
I was
the
like,
way.
Good stuff. We got it right finally.
We got it right.
And hearing the anthem.
Oh, man. That
for the first time in the NBA Finals.
Yeah, that was great. Those tenors.
Really, and having the Mounties there for the first time. It was so, it really felt great. Yeah.
I think it was just so great to see Canadian culture live and direct for the whole world to see. Really cool.
Sure. Lainey, thanks for coming in. I know you haven't had much sleep, but you promised and you delivered. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My favorite shirt that's gone viral. It's a t-shirt that says, "We cook curry in the six." And it's got a spoon inside Scotiabank Arena.
Oh, that's good.
Picking up some curry with Steph Curry's jersey in there.
That's your jersey. You got to go get it. Your t-shirt.
I got to go get that t-shirt.
You have to. That's the one made for you.
The entertainment update with Chloe. Isn't the vibe just crazy this
Okay,
morning?
I got to say, you guys know how to bring the energy no matter what time of day it is in the morning, because you guys are up here really early, but this whole Friday situation, I hope this is a situation to stay. There was dancing, there was air guitar.
I mean, there's a lot of happening. Okay, well, listen, I saw you in your Raptor garb yesterday. You look great.
Thank you. I had to support.
I
had to support. We've got this great balcony in the building here at 299 where you've got the CN Tower right behind.
I know. It's so good.
Oh, yeah. I had to dive into the thirst.
Besides the Raptors, what else is going on?
So a couple days ago, we spoke about Adam Levine and The Voice. He posted that big farewell photo on his Instagram, but then we heard rumblings that there was some drama behind the scenes. Well, there must have been a whole lot of drama, because Adam Levine has left almost $30 million on the table.
Yeah, he had a couple more years left.
He had two seasons left in his contract.
What?
He was making $14 million a season.
So to walk away from $30 million, you must really, really hate the gig, hate the people you're working with, or just don't need any money.
But, who doesn't need $30 million?
I don't know. We looked it up. He's worth, like, $90
million.
He could have really upped it. I want to know more, because that's a big chunk of change to leave on the table.
The only thing I said earlier this morning was he must have something else that's going on and going on strong. And it is the new show called Songland, and he is the producer of that show. So maybe there's a conflict, and he was fighting the fight.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyways, I'm sure
Adam. I loved him on the show. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so Borat, very unique character. Mm. You know, he's always got those one-liners. Borat's, of course, played by Sacha Baron Cohen, and he came out with a mockumentary way back in 2006.
Oh, yeah.
And according to Sacha, that movie is the reason Pam Anderson and Kid Rock got divorced.
Wow.
Because Pam Anderson is Sacha Baron Cohen's love interest. She's Borat's love interest. And in the film, he abducts her, puts her in a marriage sack, and brings her back to Kazakhstan.
Right.
And when they were screening the film, Pam was there, Kid Rock was there. And after the film, Kid Rock apparently started yelling at Pam. So Sasha touched base with her afterwards, said, "Is everything okay? What's going on?" And she said, "No, we're getting divorced, and it's because of the movie." And they actually did get divorced shortly after. So is this Sacha Baron Cohen kind of, playing a prank again? Or is there actually some truth to this?
I think maybe there might be some truth.
There might be.
How many years later? And now he can talk about
exactly,
it.
Exactly. Like 2006 is a minute ago.
Right, right, right.
Okay. Very not nice.
Oh my gosh. My brother used to say that
very
all the time.
Very nice.
Very, very nice. Okay. Okay, so Friday, great night to go to see a movie like Rocket Man. Mm-hmm. It drops in theaters today. And, you know, because we're talking about it, we're hearing possible casting news that could have happened. So Taron Egerton is who plays Elton John in the film, but Justin Timberlake was actually in talks to play the one and only Elton back in the day because he actually made a music video of an Elton John song, and Elton and his husband saw it and they were like, whoa, this is actually really, really impressive.
Yeah.
But you know what? Now that it's out, now that we've seen the clips of Taron, I really can't imagine anyone else doing it. He embodied Elton to a T.
Have you seen it yet?
I've only seen clips and like little sneak previews. Ben actually went to London to go do the junket and see the movie.
What did he say?
And unbelievable. And Ben doesn't hold back with movies. Like, if he loves it, he loves it.
I know.
If he doesn't, he'll tell you.
His office is right next to mine.
Oh, yeah.
I hear it. Yeah.
But, yeah, Ben gave
good.
A little approval. So I'm so excited to see this. It looks like an amazing film.
Nice to see you, Chloe. Thank you so much. E-Talk's on tonight at 7 o'clock on CTV.
That guy was good in Kingsman.
Yeah.
It's a good
very
follow-up
good.
For him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good.
Very versatile. Not bad. All right. Thank you, Chloe.
Thank you.
A lot of excitement over the weekend.
Yes.
I will tell you, Marilyn, you must be very excited between now and Sunday. There could be a little bouncing, not ball, but baby girl.
Baby girl happening.
So
to
what's
Adam.
What's the deal?
So the deal is they had a quiet night, but this is going to be the weekend. Needless to say, Nana had no sleep last night between the game and the baby coming. I didn't know what was happening, but the baby's coming.
Is Adam ready for the life change? Listen.
Were you ready? I don't think
was I ready? Absolutely not.
No.
Let me tell you, if you haven't known me very long. But this was not who I was a couple short months ago.
I know.
And now, I could tell you about diapers. I know that my baby's on a number two right now. I'm a nipple master right now. Don't take that literally. But I know everything about bottle nipples.
Yes.
I know that he needs a little wider hole. There's a bottle that I hate right now. I'm like, this bottle sucks. Like every
you even have a favorite bottle.
I have a favorite bottle. I'm like, no, not this one. Not that bottle. Every time he drinks from it, the nipple collapses. I'm like, this is just too flimsy.
Yeah.
Let's get him something a little better.
Sure.
Life change.
So it's a life change. So what you guys are so nice. What do Adam and Caprice need for their little girl? And the thing that you guys told me was diapers.
Diapers.
Because you have yet to run out of diapers from
Listen,
all the
we are still
gifts.
Going through diapers that have been gifts from the shower.
Wow.
And my little one, man, he can soil a diaper like...
You go through them fast.
He goes through them real fast.
All right, that's good to know, so I'll keep that in mind.
Diaper.
Yeah, and?
I have never once put a diaper on the right way.
Oh my gosh, you're so funny.
Not once.
How can you not do that right?
Why don't they clearly label it with an F at the front and a B at the back? They're just trying to make me feel dumb.
That is the most unparented statement
so
ever.
Terrible.
I always think I'm going to... Yeah, that's the baby while I change its diaper. I always think I'm being helpful. Oh, let me do it. And they come over. Yeah, you put it on backwards.
See, you're now, really, Jamar, in this room, the go-to for baby stuff.
Isn't that good?
Which is weird.
Which is funny.
Which is funny. Because it's been 31 years. For me.
Wow.
Right? So yesterday I saw this adorable woman. She just had a baby.
Yeah.
And I said, what's that cloth that's over the baby carriage? Because now you have a car seat that turns into a stroller.
That's the one I have.
Yeah, that's such a great one. But she had like this cloth over top of it. Like,
oh, this is, it's a great thing.
It's a great thing.
So anyone with a kid knows. This is the, you know, you put something on the stroller to protect the child from the wind and the cold, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really good. I have one that looks like a little puffer coat. And his little head speaks through the through the hole, and it keeps it nice and warm.
So if you want to breastfeed and or use it for this to cover up the little carriage, it's great. I love that. I thought that was awesome. So many great things. Anyway, baby news for you.
Yay.
Officially on Monday, but I might announce it over social
media. So when
we
come back Monday, all types of, either way, we'll have good news.
I'll say I've seen her, hopefully. I know her name, all that stuff.
Unbelievable.
And Marilyn, what do you always say whenever we talk about babies?
Ujabuja. Who's my little Ujabuja?
I want to get that on a necklace for you.
You want to see a Ujabuja? You got to see my little one in his, in his Raptors
did
hat.
Did you put that on social media?
Should I? Yeah.
Oh,
you want to see it?
Oh, my God.
All right,
this
right.
little hat.
You right. know what? Here's the great part. The little red outfit that he has on, he already had it.
Yeah.
The little red outfit with little dinosaurs on it. I love it. Okay.
Just so happened to work out. Follow
oh
at Chum1045. You want to get that little Ujabuja moment.
Anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.